Welcome to today's meditation session. Today is day 6 of day 22 days together this month. We're happy to have you here. Please close your eyes and let's begin. Let your breathing be easy and relaxed but full. And I want you to briefly scan your body to see where there may be tension. I want you to decide that it's fine if there is tension. And set the intention that during this call you are willing to let it go. And during our 20 minutes together today, at some point, you are willing to let this tension go. Some of it will leave right away, some of it may not. Let this be okay. Decide that whatever it was that was going through your mind today, decide you can table it for now. Whatever concern about what might happen next or tomorrow, decide it's okay to leave it at the door. You don't need to carry it with you into our 20 minutes today, together today. And decide that whatever feeling or charge you may have about something you did do but perhaps shouldn't or could have done but wouldn't, anything like this. Decide that everything's fine. Decide that you're a work in progress. You're learning about how to make the right choices for you as you go. And realize that you are going from making fear-based choices into love-based choices or faith-based choices. From the motivation of fear into the motivation of love. So what sticks with you and what bothers you is not a loving choice or motivation. Let this be okay. Now I'd like for you to please send cords from the bottoms of your feet and your root chakra, also known as the first, located at the anus. I want you to send cords from these three spots down into the earth. And on your inhales, begin breathing or drawing in the energy of the earth up into your body. Decide you are willing to relax enough to receive the frequency, this energy, and the support of the earth itself. Decide you are willing to relax enough to receive the support of the earth itself. Please decide that in this moment, everything's fine, and you are safe, and it is all right to relax. For the duration of our call together, except a couple of times we'll instruct you differently, please continue to draw the energy of the earth up into your body. This is a primary, fundamental tool we wish that you employ on a daily basis. This is part of our motivation for doing daily calls and daily sessions such as these. To, in a way, hold your hand as you walk up to that edge of saying, okay, I can relax, I'm safe, everything's okay. I'm a work in progress, things are okay. I don't need to carry that stress, etc. To do this daily is incredibly important. Allowing the energy of the earth on your inhales to fill you completely, follow this energy as it goes up through your body. Be very aware of what it feels like in your body to breathe this energy up into your body. Follow it on one breath all the way up through your neck to your head and to your crown, the top of your head. And then you exhale, and on the next breath, as you draw it in, follow it all the way up to your shoulders and then down your arms to your hands and fingertips. Make sure you reach all distant points in your body from relative to where your feet and your root are. Please invite your own guidance team in for the duration of our time together, but also going forward. Let them know that even if you do not know who they are or what they do, let them know that you are willing to find out in what ways they are always supportive, in what ways they are always working to help you make better choices for yourself. Thank them in advance for all they do for you, and decide that you are willing to give them the benefit of the doubt that what they bring you is in fact helpful, even if it's challenging, difficult, or painful at times. Realize that what they bring you, when you assert a wonderful intention, what they bring you is a manifestation, a reflection in the real world. through an opportunity, a situation, a dynamic, a comment from somebody, or a wall that you feel up against, that indicates to you what you are vibrating, believing, doing, or choosing, or thinking that keeps you from getting to the goal that you have set. I want to go to this wonderful place, and the guides say, terrific, let's bring you all the reflections of what you have been using thus far to stop yourself. So give them the benefit of the doubt that all they bring you is in fact helpful. They are not gods, but they are helpers. Decide you are willing to receive their help. Next, please decide that you are willing to be affected positively by the vibration coming through the channel's voice, and that you are willing to receive energy work during our call today, if you are willing. We always ask permission. We never go where we are not expressly invited. So thank Jehudi, Tom, and Metatron in advance for what we're going to be doing with you today. Now focus again on the cords into the earth and breathing this energy up into your body. Decide once again that you are safe in this moment and that everything is fine. And we're going to begin putting energy into your root chakra here, which is where we always begin. About now. Decide once again that you're willing to give your guides, as well as life itself, the benefit of the doubt that what comes to you serves you. Decide that you are willing to look back through your history of painful situations and learn to reinterpret or write a new narrative as to why this painful thing has happened. Please decide once again that any stress or tension that you carried or picked up today or the last few days, decide you cannot possibly use it to tell you who you are. Send it down through the cords into the earth and thank the earth for receiving it. And similarly, the energies of other people, even people you like being connected to, realize you cannot possibly benefit from carrying energies on their behalf. Even people you are connected to and wish to remain connected to, decide you cannot possibly use the energies of other people to tell you who you are. Going forward, send them down through the cords into the earth and thank the earth for receiving these energies. Decide that all the energies you may still be carrying from your past regarding root chakra issues, clan, nation, ethnic heritage, religious history, family itself, community of various levels, decide that you cannot possibly use any of these energies from the past to keep defining you. You cannot use them to tell you who you are. So decide that you're going to gather up all the energies of other people that you are carrying for them in some way, for some reason. Decide you are no longer willing to do so and send these down through the cords into the earth and thank the earth for receiving these energies. Think about family. What might be unprocessed from this past, even if it feels very distant to you. Even if you feel you have done a lot of forgiveness work and have processed things and grown beyond the confines of some limiting beliefs and ideas and attitudes that you may have gained from them, realize that having this intention periodically can help dig through subterranean layers in your emotional body and consciousness. So even if you have done wonderful work, revisiting this again is always good. Do not feel that I'm assuming that you didn't do good work. Decide that any energies you carried on behalf of family members that cannot serve you any longer, that cannot match the frequency of empowerment and confidence and self-love and validation that we are putting into your space now, decide that you are willing to send these down through the cords into the earth because these energies have no business being in your field. You cannot possibly use the energies of other people, especially family, to tell you who you are today or going forward. Send these energies down through the cords into the earth and thank the earth graciously for receiving these energies on your behalf. Now, thank you. Now, please decide once again that in this moment, everything is fine, and you are safe, and you are supported. You have the Earth, your guides, the channel, the two of us, Metatron and Jehudi. You have your body. Your body is always telling you how your life is going. So thank the Earth, thank your body, thank your guides, thank us. You are supported. You do not need to hold on to an idea of who you were or could have been or should have been or were supposed to have turned out to be from the past. You cannot possibly use those ideas from the past. I want you to realize that your family system is, in fact, a manifestation of a conspiracy of love between a number of souls to provide each other the right kind of karmic incubators and training as humans. Every soul knows that its human selves, when born, will be helpless and clueless. Family is a construct that's grown directly out of the love between souls. So everything that happened to you in your family system, every single thing, is because your souls love each other and each party needed the experience of interacting with, bouncing off and bumping into the other. So I want you to make a commitment to yourself right now that whatever may be unprocessed from your family history in the past, I want you to make a commitment, a firm, serious, and solid commitment to yourself right now that you are willing to learn to have gratitude for everything you experienced in your family when you were young, one by one, painful situations, that you're willing to look at them and attach a new narrative based in the love that souls have for each other. It is a normal part of the human journey to get a bit hung up on what has hurt you in the past. This is normal. So we do not criticize you for this. But when you step into our playpen, so to speak, through work such as what we're doing with you now, you encounter the invitation to step into what we would call your divine empowerment, learning to go from fear into love. Well, any pain response is still based in fear. Any anger response is still based in fear. So we are constantly holding up a mirror to you. You could, friend, love that situation from the past. You could find the gratitude for that painful dynamic, for that criticism, for that lack of validation, for that lack of warmth, whatever it is that was your experience that was painful. It could have been subtle or overt abuse of various kinds. It could have been simply criticism. It could have been a misunderstanding. We could never really understand who you are. We love you, but we want you to be this other kind of person. All those kinds of things that may carry forward with people from their pasts. Every single one of those dynamics is sourced in love between souls. So we offer you a constant opportunity to view what has happened to you as your divine co-creation so you learn more about creating love in your life. Realize that every human has a multitude of relationships in his or her life in which the person cannot get the love, validation, support, and sense of safety that he or she needs. This is the divine setup. No matter what you do, there are relationships in which you cannot get what you need. If you take this personally and decide to be hurt by this, this is your prerogative as you learn how to go from fear into love. But you also have the opportunity to view these situations as instigators or triggers and stimulation for you to validate, support, and love yourself in the ways that other people cannot. Please put your attention back on the cords into the earth and breathing the energy of the earth fully up into your body. Decide that in this moment, everything is fine. You are safe and supported, and it is all right to relax to receive the full support of the energy of the earth. The full support of your own guidance team. the full support of the energy work that we've been doing with you on this meditation session this evening. Now decide, please, that you are willing to learn to love yourself and validate and support yourself in all the ways that others could not, or would not, did not, or refused. In all the ways that other people haven't validated you, your talents, your passions, your interests and curiosity, your unique expression, who haven't celebrated the loudness in your laughter or the silliness when you feel youthful and playful, or your seriousness when you feel intense and passionate, perhaps. Decide that you are willing to learn to validate yourself in the ways that everybody else has not been able to. Another detail to explain to you is that the channel has had on his business cards since 2003. The way you're wired is no accident. And this is true. No matter how it is that you are wired, no matter what it is, a feature of personality, desire, aversion, no matter what it is about you that's true, there's nothing wrong with it. But as a divine being on a long-term journey to go from fear into love, you are tasked with observing that some other people don't understand you, can't accept you, can't celebrate you, aren't sure what to do with you, feel threatened by you perhaps, feel oil and water-like with you. And some of these people are the people who love you the most in the form of family. Every human's job is to realize, when I am not being loved, supported, validated, and celebrated, then it is my job to do so. So, please put your attention back on these cords into the earth, breathing the energy of the earth fully. Be grateful to the earth for constantly being supportive. The earth will never do what your family does, what your friends and loved ones do. The earth will never do what your community and culture do that can hurt you. The earth is a constant reminder that you, in fact, have the ability to be a constant source of love for yourself. This is one of the teachings of the earth. It models this for you. Thank the earth for always being available to you. And realize that in a very important way, your physical body is a manifestation of the earth itself. Is an extension of the earth itself. Physical matter that operates according to cycles, that needs light to thrive, and you eat things that eat light to survive. So the earth is your host, as well as your spiritual consciousness, soul-based mother, as well as a model and a teacher, as well as a loving receptacle who will absorb everything you don't know what to do with. We always ask you to send excess or extra energies and the energies of others down into the earth. Please realize you can always send anything down to the earth. If your motivation is to be healthier for yourself, then it is fine. Breathing this energy fully up into your body, I want you to decide that any energies that have come loose during our session thus far, any bits of debris, any old attitudes, any old questions that you no longer need to carry with you, any old doubts, regrets, bits of guilt and shame, decide you cannot possibly use these fear-based energies from the past to tell you who you are going forward. Thank the earth in advance for receiving these energies and send these energies down through the cords into the earth. Decide you are free of them. You cannot possibly use the fears, doubts, hesitations, self-recrimination, criticism of the past to tell you who you are going forward. Now, please decide once again that everything's fine. And I want you to decide that you are willing to, on a periodic basis, on a day, every day. I want you to decide that everything's fine. I want you to decide every day that you are safe. And I want you to view all circumstances in your life, past and present, as offering you the opportunity to go from fear into love, and ultimately, on a practical level, to love yourself and validate and celebrate yourself in all the ways that other people have not been able to do. Thank you for your time and energy. Our time today is complete, if you can believe it. Any energies the channel may have loaned to you as we have done this energy work with and through him, he was going to call back to himself, and anything he may have borrowed from you, he's going to give back to you. Please echo this from your own perspective. As we do energy work in the way we do through him for you, fields get mingled. We like to clean it up. It's important. It's healthy. We will joyfully speak with you tomorrow for another topic. Have a good evening. Take care of yourself. Good night.